Porirua has been named the most expensive rental market in the country. A dubious title at odds with the city's image as the home to some of the country's poorest suburbs like Waitangirua and Cannons Creek. But with a median weekly rent of $700, $700 a week, rentals are hot property. Housing Action Porirua's Jasmine Tankink is on the line now. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Why is Porirua so pricey?
This is the result of negligence of successive governments. Initially, eastern Porirua, like the suburbs that you mentioned, Waitangirua and Cannons Creek, were mainly state housing areas and were also was also an affordable place for people to buy their first home. Over the years, a lot of that stock, state housing stock, has been sold off, the majority of which now sits in the hands of the investors, so they have the monopoly on the rental housing.
What are the stock numbers like for people who are looking for a rental?
Do you mean the available stock?
Yeah.
None. No, it's absolutely really difficult. The state housing waiting list over the last, since 2018, since I've been researching housing in Porirua, has fluctuated between 200 and 300 on the waiting list. Our emergency housing is often full and hard to get into, meaning people have to move to Lower Hutt. In regards to private rentals, even when there are rentals available, like you've said, they're around the $650, $700 mark. For a minimum wage worker, that's their whole pay or more.
Yeah, what are you hearing from people who are trying to find housing? Because something like this, I guess, can make people pretty desperate.
Oh, absolutely. We know of families that are moving to live in or further afield, and this means that it's more difficult for them to get jobs or higher education, and all that's going to do is drive the prices up there. We have an example of someone in our community that's had to move two times in the last, since 2018, resulting in them now paying $15,600 more in rent a year. That person is only available to, is only entitled to an extra $12 a week with the accommodation supplement.
So what is this then doing to families?
It's tearing communities apart. It means that people have to leave the places that they've grown up in. Families are definitely going without things. I mean, if one whole wage is going towards rent and the accommodation supplement isn't keeping up with the increases in rent, this means people are having to make choices about what to go without. That could mean kids not having access to internet. That could mean people having to make poor food choices in order to keep a roof over their head, medical costs, those sorts of things.
What could be done quickly to make this better?
I don't think there's a quick solution. I think we need a change in political will. It's quite clear over the last few years there's always been around 20,000 people on the state housing waiting list around Aotearoa and 200 to 300 of those in Porirua, that we need a significant commitment to increasing the state housing stock.
Would that in itself, at least if some more houses were built, that would take some of the pressure off?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, a lot of people that are living in these houses that are $600 to $700 a week would actually be entitled to a state house. It's just that there's none available. And there's this perception that you should try and be in a private house first, that state housing should be the absolute last resort. That needs to change. State housing used to be just a normal thing for low-income families. Workers, you know, beneficiaries, it wasn't a big deal. Now, because of the lack of stock, it's such a big deal and it's become stigmatised. We need to, like, really make state housing a thing again. It should be the way that we're renting.
Appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for coming on Morning Report. Housing Action Porirua's Jasmine Tankink there.